Hey, hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Michi. Welcome back to another episode of Miss Michi One-on-One. I want to thank everyone for coming back. We had to take a little bit of a break, child. We transitioning with the seasons. but today I'm super excited because I have my friend and business sister, Miss Whitney Cooper, joining me. Hey.
Hey. It's so funny you call me Whitney Cooper. I'm like, who is that?
I know. So look. Okay, so Whitney got a few names. For tonight's purposes, we just gonna say just Whit. Wait, before I do anything, we want to do Jay Whit, or are we doing Whitney tonight? What are we doing?
Let's do Jay Whit.
Okay. Let me stop this.
No.
Okay.
We can do Whitney Cooper. That's
okay,
fine.
Okay. Yeah, all right, so just Whit. Period. Yes. Y'all make sure that y'all are following her. I've got her social media at the bottom, okay? I am just Whit on Instagram and Noir Girl. Now, for those that don't know, I mean, I don't know how you wouldn't know Whitney at this point because I have her, like, plastered through even my stuff because we work together. Whitney is a lifestyle blogger, a business coach, and she is the owner of Noir Girl by Jay Whit. Period. I got my Jay Whit on too. My new
Walker. Yes, honey. Yes.
So, Whitney, you know, you have had a heck of a journey, since we've been connected and done everything. And I really just kind of want to start from the beginning of your entrepreneurial journey. So, how did you get started?
Oh, in the beginning, though.
In 1680 AD, okay.
Yes. Now, in the beginning, so I actually started off consulting, which is kind of funny. I didn't start off in cosmetics. I started off consulting, and it was just one of those things where I found that I enjoyed myself doing it. Okay. And so I was just like consulting people on the side, nothing, you know, major. I'm not sure if I already had my MBA at the time or I was getting it. Not too sure because, I mean, I've been doing
this. You were at the tail end of it.
Maybe. If so, I've been doing this for like 6 years-ish then, if that is the case. Because I've had my MBA for 7 years, actually. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Time flies. I know, right? So I found myself really liking to help people and wanting to see people go from A to Z.
That's right.
So what happened was I actually stopped doing it because I felt like I was just doing it. I didn't have the right process in place, you know, different things like that. So then I kind of just stopped.
Okay.
Then it's crazy. So I'm actually a brand ambassador for one of my clients. And yeah. I don't even know. Like, I was just writing a blog for her. And then I think when I started my blog, I started back consulting. And I was doing some, because I was blogging for your show.
Yeah.
And then I was just doing like some business blogging. And then I started consulting again. And so I started doing that.
You couldn't get away from it, right?
I couldn't get away from it. And it's so crazy because every time I feel like I take a break from it, it just like comes back, you know?
Right.
So I think in the meantime, in between time with all that, I started my cosmetics line, which I have relaunched to be a beauty brand. So I'll explain that in a little bit too.
Okay.
So with the cosmetics launch, what really prompted me to do it, and this is no shade to anyone, but when I like something, I like it, right?
Right.
I was finding that if I liked something, it was like a stop and go, like, oh, I got it this week, but not next week. Oh, I quit on picking it back up. It was no consistency in the brands that I was using.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, you know, let me try it. So in the back of my head, because of fear, I always thought that I needed like thousands of dollars, you know, all this money. So I'm like, well, I don't have thousands of dollars. I don't even have hundreds of dollars at this point. Okay.
Okay. I'm a hundredaire. Okay.
I'm a hundredaire. So I started just doing my research and finding out like, okay, it's not that hard. So I actually funded my own brand with my own money.
Okay.
Initially, and I'm still doing that with my own money. Like I take my profits and I put it back into the business.
Into the business. That's right.
So yeah. So I started my brand November 2019, the a cosmetics brand. Kept that going. You know, it's been going great. I'm learning things along the way.
Okay.
So when I started the cosmetics business, I took a break from consulting, and I took a very long break. Like, I didn't even tell people that I was doing it. Like, I was doing people's websites and everything, and I was just like, it's too much.
You was low key. You like, I don't want to, I want to, y'all know me, but don't know me.
Yes, exactly. It was like word of mouth. So then because for me, when I do something, I want to make sure that it's 100%.
Absolutely.
And I didn't feel that it was 100%, if that makes sense. So I've been in business with the cosmetics brand. So I ended up getting pregnant. So it's like a long journey, right?
Right. Look, that's okay. Look, that's fine.
So I ended up getting pregnant, and I knew I wanted to rebrand myself because I'm like, I'm going higher. I need to, you know, do some things, because I had did pretty much everything on my own except my logo. Okay. And so, and sorry if you hear the baby in the background.
She's the mom, y'all. Look, the children love to make their appearances.
Yes, at the wrong times. So when I got pregnant, I knew I wanted to rebrand. I wanted to redo my website. It was just a couple of things. I'm like, I'm not.
Right, settled let me tweak this a little bit.
Yeah. And so I started doing that. I actually went on maternity leave. And while I was on maternity leave, I should have been resting. Okay. No.
She was not resting, y'all.
I was not resting. No. I was rebranding. I was relaunching or preparing to relaunch. I became a life coach, which is going to segue into my consulting. So all of these things I was doing from January of 2021 until May of 2021. So in that time is when I relaunched my business, as well as, well, relaunched both of my businesses, really.
Yeah, I was like, you did two of them. It was both of them. Yeah.
With the consulting, I actually offer life coaching now. Okay. So that is where I am. Everything is relaunched. Everything is launched. Everything is branded. And so I'm going to go back a little bit. So during the rebrand for the cosmetics, I want it to be about beauty, right?
Yeah. I didn't want to kind of expand from the base.
Yes. I didn't just want to stay in, you know, in cosmetics. So I offer beauty tools. I'm going to start offering beauty products that can accompany, because here's the thing, everybody's not into, you know, lip gloss. And I added lashes, and people like lashes. Some people may be like, you know what? I'm a matte girl. I'm a, you know, a Bobbi Brown girl. And that's okay with me, because there are some things that I do like too that I'm just not steering away from. But I wanted to make sure that I offered my target audience, my person, the person that I want to wear my stuff. I wanted to make sure that they could come to me and be like, oh, I can get some lashes from her. Oh, I can get, you know, some lip gloss. Oh,
more
I can
than get just one thing.
Exactly. And you can toss it all in your makeup bag, you know? So that's where I am with that. And then I offer merch, because there are people that don't wear makeup at all, but they still want to support me. So I might have a keychain for you, or I might have a hat for you.
Dad.
Yeah, you know, dad. So that's where I am with that. And I'm and it's funny, because I'm like, oh, I would never do this. So never say never, because everything I'm saying I'm not going to do, it's like I'm doing. But I'm here to say I am never doing foundation. So that's just happening.
We're not talking about what we're not going to do. This.
Yes, we are. But I am open to expanding. And let me tell you the reason why. When you're talking about even like foundation, when you're talking about skincare stuff, you need to know what you're doing. And I never want to put anything out there that is going to cause a reaction, or if people are asking me a question, oh, my skin is oily, you know, does your foundation? I'll be like,
I'm not sure.
Girl, I don't even wear foundation like that.
I think you offer so many other things, you know, you know, that any woman could use, whether they're a makeup guru or just beginners, or they're like, hey, I kind of like to be natural, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of the line.
Yeah, because the line is me. If I don't wear it, why would I offer it? That doesn't make sense to me. Not saying that I don't wear a foundation because I get my makeup done. I do, but it's my line is for the busy woman like us who does, you know, we may not have time to do a full beat, but guess what? We could toss on some bronzing powder, you know, and a little lip and go, you know? So
yeah.
I want my brand to stay consistent with that. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are people out here that get up and they do their full face every day.
Every
I'm
day.
Not one of those people. I can't, number one,
I don't have time for it.
Definitely don't have time. And if I'm doing it, it's at 5 a.m. That's because the baby is asleep, you know? So my brand is evolving as I am evolving, if that makes sense.
So I know that, you know, you said that you have been doing consulting for a long time. What was the inspiration behind you picking up the life coaching piece, you know, to kind of bring in conjunction with your coaching business and consulting?
So I'm glad that you asked that, because there's a difference between coaching and consulting. And mm-hmm. I was finding that some of my clients needed more coaching than consulting. So they needed, so with a consultant, you have an idea, right? And you know, and you're just like, I just need to consult with somebody on this. Does this make sense? You know?
Yeah.
I don't need a lot of hand holding. I just need a little bit of accountability. Boom. Okay. But coaching is like, I'm starting something brand new.
That's right.
I need help. Help me.
Right.
You know, it's like, I have nothing in place. I need you to be there. I need you to literally coach me to win. And that's so right. that's why right. I added that piece on, because I'm like, every client is different. So you may be in a stage where you come to me and you need coaching, but then you move into a consulting side of it, or vice versa. You may come to me and be consulting and then be like, you know what? I think I need a little business coaching too, because I want to do X, Y, Z. So basically I'm offering both, and I can do both. And I love it. You know, I have the tools and the skill set now to do both. I have the proper things in place to do both. And that's kind of where I am. I never want to do anything half. So, you know, if I start to feel like, oh, I don't know about that, then I'm just going to pull back and then just, you know, continue to educate myself.
I really want to know from your perspective, you know, now that you are certified, as far as that's concerned, you know, I think that we both have seen where a lot of people, they're just like, I'm going to do it myself. They don't want to get the proper credentials behind them to really be able to offer the services or things that they do. What are your thoughts on that when you kind of meet entrepreneurs, or, you know, you may see them on social media where they don't really have those credentials to do what they're doing, but they do it anyway?
I think to each his own. I'm pretty
great answer.
You know, because you, so think about it like this: in the corporate world, there are a lot of people that are in positions that should not be in those positions.
Ooh, speak on it. Speak on it. You know.
So my thing is, you like me, I'm not an esthetician, but you know, I'm selling beauty products, right?
Right.
So am I educating myself? Yes. Absolutely. Do I have friends that are estheticians? Yes.
Yeah.
Am I researching? Yes. So my thing is, if you are going to do something and you don't want to get the credentials behind your name, that's fine. But just don't be out here just copying or stealing or saying that you do it and you really don't, because that's another thing.
That's a whole word there.
Mm. You could do something. I could say, hey, I'm a photographer, and everything that I do, I'm stealing someone else's, you know, ideas.
Yeah.
Or hey, I'm a graphic designer, but then I'm still in someone else's ideas. So if you're gonna do it,
you know, do it all the way.
Like, it's not easy. I definitely spend a lot of my time researching and reading, and then with me having a business background too, that just helped me even more, because I'm like, okay, I know the business, you know.
Exactly.
So it's like I prefer to work with people that have credentials. That's just me.
Yeah.
Somebody else might not, but that's just my preference.
Oh, no. I appreciate that answer. I always try to, you know, I've been blessed to be able to have people from different fields and backgrounds and industries come on, you know, Ms. Michi one-on-one. And I always like to kind of ask them something, because, well, you know, I've definitely seen it where somebody, I'm just like, oh, they're a coach now. And it's just like, it kind of falls out the blue. And I mean, and the thing about it is that I think a lot of the times as entrepreneurs, people are always trying to figure out how to increase their credibility and what it is that they're doing. So, you know, I definitely wanted to ask, we're not being messy, you guys, but it's real.
And that's what it is. That's the word I was looking for, increase your credibility. Because here's the thing, you can do it. You may have, you know, all the life experience, because let's be honest, a lot of my experience comes from corporate at the end of the day. Yeah, it comes from corporate, or you may have a talent in that particular area, but I believe in credibility. You know, it's just like going to the doctor. Just because you heard this person was a good surgeon and they're doing, you know, BBLs or whatever they call at the back of their house, you still want to see some credentials. In the basement. I don't know.
No, I mean it's real. Whitney, you are hilarious, ma'am. So look, I want to know, you know, you've been able to, in your time in business, you've accomplished so much. You know what I mean? I don't know if you realize, like, I think you do, but for anyone that's listening, she's got a very, very broad experience, you know, and I really want to know from you. What is that accomplishment that sticks out to you where you just, like, it makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside as far as what you've accomplished so far?
And, you know, it's crazy that you say that, because as I sit here today, I am $260 away from my monthly goal with Noir Girl. Yes. And I'm like, I'm shaking, because what's going to happen if I meet that goal? Like, oh my God.
May is not over.
May is not over. You know, even if I don't meet the goal, it's like I'm way over what I said, you know, that I can do, or what I did, you know, last month, or even in, you know, opening weekend or whatever. Yeah. But I think it's when you start to see the fruit. Like, it's the fruit for me. Like, when I start to...
It's the fruit for me.
It's the fruit for me. But I actually, like, start to... It's not a specific thing, but it's when I start to see it. When I start to see, you know, life changes in people, or, you know... And I'm going to be honest, it probably is one thing that stands out. So I mentioned earlier that I went on maternity leave.
Okay.
And I went on maternity leave from my corporate job and my business. I was like, yeah, girl, it's tired.
Like,
right?
I ain't doing either one of them. Both of them.
Both of them. Like, I'm not packing orders. I'm not trusting nobody else to pack my orders. You know, pregnancy brain is here. But the love that people have shown when I did, because I think I randomly, like, came back and did a pop-up shop. Yeah. And I was like, oh, y'all gonna make me pack all these orders, you know? And it was like, just the fact that I legit have loyal customers.
Yeah.
Like, I have loyal customers, you know? And I'm like, y'all really like my stuff?
It's a beautiful feeling, because I tell you what, every week, like when the Blueprint Live come on, even Miss Michi 101, they are just, you know, my people that have been with me since the beginning. I mean, you included, y'all comment all the time, even if it's not when it's actually live, you know, y'all show love. And it just, you know, to be able to produce something that people love and they appreciate what it is that you're doing, it's a beautiful feeling.
It is. And I think, I was definitely on maternity leave when this happened, but someone had bought all of my whiskey liners. So I was just like, you want all of them? It's a makeup artist, you know?
Are you talking about me?
No, like bought like 20 whiskey liners.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't buy the 20.
No.
I bought several, but I didn't.
You bought a several. Yeah, no, it was my whole inventory that I had left, because I was like, I'm on maternity leave. I'm not doing anything else. And she was like, I want them all. And I'm like, you want all of what?
Right. Like, girl, what are you
You sure? I'm going to
let you have it.
And so I was like, oh. Okay, you know,
right.
And I appreciate the love so much even more, because, I mean, number one, it's like, she's my family, you know. Right. Number two, she's a makeup artist, you know. Number three, she thought of me enough to come to me, because she could have gone anywhere else and been like, I'm just gonna get, you know, woo-woo-woo from where, you know.
Right, I'm gonna get some wet and wild, okay.
Right, but she thought enough of me to be like, I love your product that much that, you know, I'm going to be like, hey, I want every liner that you have in stock. And I'm like, why ain't got
that many? I've been sharpening mine, so I'm like, look.
Listen, look. I just want to tell y'all I'm sorry, because when I say I'm sold out, it's because I keep losing mine, so I just keep pulling from the supply.
Goodbye. I'm going to need you to order more and then put it, you got to put it like in a safe or something. You got to put it away.
So through all of this transition, I ended up changing, moving. So all my stuff was in boxes.
While still pregnant, y'all. I don't know if y'all recognize.
I was about six or seven months pregnant. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. So I was living in boxes in terms of like everything that I was doing was in a box. So I finally got everything organized, and I will not be losing my whiskey liners any longer. Cause when I like really organized, I got like four of them. No joke.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, you know, that's a heck of a lot to be proud of. I mean, realistically, it definitely is. But you know, we always in entrepreneurship, we talk about the highs, but sometimes we don't talk about those lows. And, you know, I just kind of want to know from your perspective. I mean, because I feel like maybe you might even say something that'll take me by surprise, too. But what were some of your personal challenges that you had as you have expanded in business and kind of ventured into new sectors in your business? Like, what were some things you experienced?
So I wanted to say when I first started, I definitely got scammed because
Whitney. Scammed.
Yeah, I got scammed, and I should have known better, but I was just so excited. Yeah, I got my money back, of course, you know, got my money back, but I definitely got scammed. So now I'm like a lot more cautious when I do things or order things from people. I think also the learning curve is, you know, there are people out there that do things for you, but I think research, I'm looking back, like I could have saved so much money had I not been lazy. I could have just researched. So those are like some lows for me. It was some other low, you know, every entrepreneur, especially when you're selling something.
Yes.
Other lows include, you know, not even one order, okay, for a month or two.
Yeah.
And it makes you kind of look like I'm giving this stuff away. Like I'm telling y'all, it's free. You know, it's free.
Right. I gave y'all a discount code.
I think when I was getting ready to close up shop, I was trying to move out old inventory because I knew I was coming out with some new stuff.
Yeah.
And I think I had like a 50% off sale of already discounted stuff, and no one was buying anything. And I'm like, this is me, literally.
It makes you scratch your head when they don't, because it's just like, so y'all like paying full price? Okay, yeah, no sales. Like how about that?
Yes. So you know what? I had to, again, through this rebrand, I had to think about myself. I had to think about my approach. I had to think about all these different things. Yeah. And what I'm going to say may resonate with some people, may not, but you don't want to be that brand. And someone said this yesterday, okay. You don't want to be that brand that's always having a sale. And I'm like, dang, like for real. And then even before, it was just confirmation, because even before that, I felt like I was always having a sale or always offering a discount code. And I'm like, no, why? I'm trying to make money here. Let's be honest. I'm trying to make money.
You're trying to make some revenue, period.
Yeah. If I'm always offering 15% off, 10% off, does that cheapen my brand too? You know, like why is it always discounted? Louis Vuitton don't have a sale, because I be looking, okay?
Girl, not even they little stores that they sell to. They like, bitch, we got cold cash. And we don't sell that here. You know, you don't see your high-end stuff being discounted at all. No.
Can I get a little afterpay, a little sizzle in your spirit?
can I break it down into three payments?
Okay.
No,
I'll pay you. All right. So I was like, I had to start thinking of myself bigger. Like, where do I want to be? Where do I want to go? That's not to say that I'm not going to offer a discount, because, honey, I will. But also, I'm thinking about my brand. Like, where do I want to take it? So on those days or weeks or months where I don't get a sale, that's fine with me, because maybe those people are waiting on me to have a sale. And maybe that just wasn't my audience. And I think that was another thing I had to learn. Where is my audience? Like, really focus in on those people, and also get help. You can't do everything by yourself. Every coach
and get has the right coach. Help. You know, you got to get right help that's sufficient, you know, sufficient for your business. And that's going to be, you know, meaningful in helping you get to the next level for sure.
You said a whole word, get the right help, because I may not be a fit for you. You know, how you do things or how I do things. And that's perfectly okay. My brand may not be a fit for you. Maybe you don't want to buy, you know, vegan products or whatever. And that's fine. And that's okay. Maybe you feel like, you know what, I've always been a MAC girl. I've always been a, you know, Fenty girl. I'm never strained, because I get it. It's cool.
Yeah, right. It's like cool. Like, you locked in and you loaded with that business, you know.
And that's fine, and I'll get there one day. But I think really focusing in on who you want to market to, and not just sell, because I'm building relationships with my customers. You know, we have real life conversations in the DMs, like, you know, and so it makes me feel good to know that I am building those relationships with people. So yeah, when it gets low, you know, and I'm feeling like, dang, you
don't do this no more. As an entrepreneur, if you have never had one of those days, I'm looking at you like, okay, how hard are you really going, or how hard is your mission that you're trying to complete for your business? Because if you ain't never just wanted to just say, you know what, forget all of this.
That thought crossed my mind several times during the relaunch or rebrand, because I was like, number one, sometimes people are very ignorant, and I didn't want to really, I'm like, do I really want to deal with people that are ignorant, you know? And I'm like, I like my peace. So I almost didn't come back, because I just enjoyed my peace with my customers. Like, I wanted to be like a little, you know, private, what do they have, personal shoppers, you know?
Right. Like, I'm like, your exclusive person that you go to for all of these items. Don't go to anywhere else.
Yes. Like, I'm gonna give you a password to the site, and whenever you want to shop, go ahead. Because, you know, dealing with people can be something, but I really enjoy what I do.
Know from your perspective, Whitney, like, how you deal with the public, because it's like, you know, you have your products, but then the services, like, do you kind of run into some things when you're more so meeting new people that want to be your clients or customers?
I have been blessed and highly favored because I have not had any crazy customers that I can think of. I mean, I've had some hiccups, you know, but I think it's all about your policies. I think it's all about having those things in place.
Okay.
There were things that were out of my control, but, you know, I'm like, hey, let's fix it. Now, I will say, early on in my business, when I was doing consulting, someone did do something that was a little insulting to me. They wanted a business plan. And if you know anything about business plans,
they cost.
And they're tedious. And I was already doing them so cheap, because I'm like, well, that's not something that I do often, right?
Right.
And so I gave her my price, and she's like, well, I'm on a fixed income, so I was wondering if I could just pay you $50. Huh?
And you had completed it already?
No.
Okay. I was like, okay, no. Mm-mm.
No, I'm like, huh? I told her, I said, I should be charging you $650.
How about that part?
Yeah, I don't know if I blocked her or she blocked me, but it doesn't matter, because $50, I'm like, so I think
as a matter of fact, that's an hour of your time at minimum. That's a minimum.
We're not talking about all the research, all the financials that go into it. I think I told her I could send you a template. That's what I told her. I'll send you a template for $50. Right. You do it on your own.
Like, and I'm still trying to help you, even though you'd have just tried to lowball me. And you know what, Whitney? I'm pretty sure that was, I know that that was one thing I wanted to ask you about, because you do work with other entrepreneurs and business. What do you tell them when you look at them, or if you see like you're not really holding yourself to a certain standard by charging so little? Because I want to be honest with you that, you know, Whitney helped me at the beginning stages with the Blueprint Media Company before it was like even really established like that. And, you know, she definitely let me know like, hey, step it up, you need to require more.
And that's my approach with any and everyone. I mean, I don't sugarcoat it. And that's why I said I'm not for everybody, because I'm not going to be like, oh, well, yeah, just do it that way. Okay, if you want to do it that way, go ahead. But I'm telling you, no. Like, I'm like that in business, and I'm like that at work. Like, I'm completely different from like the friend. You know, Jay Witt is different from Whitney. You know, because here's the thing, I want you to succeed. So if you want someone to tell you everything is all right, and you're just looking for advice, and someone to say, oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah, girl. Yeah, 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 bro. That ain't me. Because I'm gonna tell you, no, know your worth. And I struggle with that too for myself. Yeah. You know, I do it for everyone else. When I sat down and thought about it, I'm like, I have a bachelor's, I have an MBA, I have a certificate in organizational leadership. I'm a project manager. Well, now a program manager. I run international products and domestic product programs.
Period.
So why would I not charge my worth? And what I'm charging is actually pretty cheap compared to
others.
You know what I mean? To others. It is, you know, and so we have to, and I think as entrepreneurs, as a culture, as Black folk, as Black women especially, we have to get out of the habit of feeling guilty for doing things that make sense. Because our counterparts, they're charging you $200 an hour, okay? Kylie Jenner is charging y'all $20 for a lip gloss, and y'all buying it, and it broke y'all lips out because it was mold in it, but you ain't hear that from me. That's what the streets was saying, okay?
Ooh. Not the streets.
That's what the streets
said. They had the moldy lips, child. They had the.
So that's how I come at my clients. That's how I come, you know, my people, because you settling for less does what for who?
I'll never forget when we had when I first started, I was all over the place, and not all over the place in a bad way, but it was just too much for little old me. And I'll never forget, I'll call it the consolidation conversation. And Whitney always laughs, but we had gone out for drinks this particular night. So it wasn't like it was like supposed to be business, but we ended up talking about it. And she's like, girl, you got to let this go. Da, 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 da. And we wrote it on a napkin. And y'all, I still have this. I still have the napkin in my little book that I brought. Because I, you know, of course, if y'all catch me after work, we going to go get an after work drink. I likely got my work bag with me, you know. So I had it in there. And I just thought that it was so funny. I came across that notebook not too long ago.
Girl, you
need to have someone that's gonna keep it real with you, you know, and that's gonna tell you what you need, because there are a lot of people that are coach, or they'll say that they'll help you get to the next level, and then it's like, I've talked to several people, Whitney, where they're like, okay, I had a coach, or I had this person that was helping me, but I'm still doing everything myself. I have no guidance from them.
Oh, child. And that's exactly why I wanted to get my certificate. I wanted to become certified in it, because you learn the process. At least the coaching course that I went through. Okay. I can't speak for everybody else, but my coach, okay, taught me the process, gave me information, said, do it this way. I'm going to give you a blueprint, and you take it and make it your own.
That's right.
Okay. So I can't speak for everybody else and what everybody else coaching doing. But if you come on over here to me, we're going to have a process. And look, I'm lenient. But after, you know, two or three times, and I see that you're not in it, or you're not listening, or, you know, whatever, whatever, we're just not a fit for each other. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, you're right, Demetria. I keep it real. And And I'm like, you don't need this. You don't need this. How is that serving you? Because at the end of the day, you're not serving you. You're serving the people. That's so right. If it's something that you like, that's fine. I like it, and that's why I buy it. Okay. I like Coach, and that's why I buy it. Right. Yeah,
I like
it. And that's why they're successful. Like Coach too. And that's why they're successful, because they know what their customers like. Your business is not about you.
That's right.
I know that sounds crazy, but it's about others. How can I service your needs? That's why if you follow me on the gram, you'll see a poll like, hey, what y'all want? Y'all want to do this? Y'all ask for a new collection. I deliver.
Yeah.
My business is not.
I'm asking for Dreamsicle to come back.
Since you're going to put me out here like that, it is coming back. Come on.
So, look, I got to know. You got a lot of fire behind you and everything. You know, how do you stay motivated? How do you personally stay motivated to keep going and pushing through motherhood, being a wife? I mean, you tip a lot of hats, sis. So, how do you do it? Yes.
How do I stay motivated? So, funny thing is, while on maternity leave, mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, this is what it's like to be an entrepreneur. My time is my time.
That's right.
And I resonated with that. Don't get me wrong. I love my day job. I love what I do, you know, but I see the end goal.
That's right.
I want to retire in 5 years. I want my time to be my time. I want to be like, you know, I want to be on vacation in another country and still running my business.
That's right.
So I don't know if you're familiar with Stephen Covey, but there's I don't know if it's a program or what it was called, but it was back in college. And they're like all these steps. And so the one thing that sticks with me is begin with the end in mind. Whenever I'm having a rough day, or if I'm like, okay, today is going to be crazy, I always say begin with the end in mind. Right. So that means whatever your end goal is, begin with that. And you'll get through.
Absolutely. Oh, that's amazing, girl. Well, look, I got to know. So say I am someone that's coming to you. I'm like, look, I want to be one of your, you know, clients that you work with for coaching. In your mind, what's your ideal client that you would love to have?
So in my mind, so I do have an ideal client. I want a millennial.
Okay.
I want a business owner that is established already, but maybe needs to rehab their business.
Okay.
So, you know, it may not need, like some people come to me and they're already in business and they need a rebrand, right?
Okay.
So I want someone like that. I want, no shade, I'll take big businesses too, but you know, small business owners, I feel like need the most help.
Yeah.
So I want a small business. I prefer to work with, like I said, millennials. I prefer to work millennials, please. I prefer to work with people that are tech savvy. And when I say tech savvy, that means that you know how to work an Instagram page, because I don't necessarily But I'll be serious, because here's the thing. You have to know what you are attracting, okay?
No, that's real. That's real. And because you got to know. You can't be like you're advanced with your level of coaching. So it's like you don't want to be starting at the basics. So you have to be specific about that.
I need you to have some level of wanting to, you know, have a social media page. You know, it's just specific things. Now, that's not to say that I won't help others, but as far as taking you on as a client, no, I will not do that. Only because there are other people that are equipped to do that better than I am. You know, I'm better suited for those that are already established and looking to take it to the next level. Again, that's not to say I won't help at that ground level, but there are other coaches out there that want to help small business startups. That's not my specialty. My specialty is in rehabbing those brands that have already started. Now, I can give you a foundation, but to actually like sit with you, and that's just honestly because I don't have that kind of time to do it. It takes a lot of time to like, you know, you started businesses it's a lot of groundwork.
Baby, if it wasn't for the COVID-19 furlough, okay, Lavish Looks would be here. That was my baby that was born during that time, okay?
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but I'm working with someone that wants to start a business, a gloss line. That's easy. A beauty line. I've done it. That's easy. You know, I'm working with someone that already in media. I'm working with someone that is in, I don't know what to call it, health and wellness, I guess.
Right.
Clothing. So, you know, I work with different
everything.
Yeah, I can, you know, do it. But here's the thing. All of those people are already established. Well, with the exception of the one that wants to start her brand. But that's different. That's
Wait, you got another media professional?
No, girl, you.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, okay. Okay, who?
No, that's
absolutely amazing. I mean, you know, I know some of the things that's coming up, so I'm not gonna let the cat out the bag. But what are some things that we could look forward to with Noir Girl by Jay Witt? Just, you know, the Jay Witt brand and, you know, everything that you've got going on. What's coming up?
So y'all like merch? Okay, good. So that's one thing.
We like merch.
I'm expanding that a little bit more. Okay. Possibly I have some things I'm testing out. Y'all like stationery? Okay, I'll leave it at that. And
okay. That's the day with. I love it. Girl, look. I got a book right here. It says follow your dreams. You can't see it.
Y'all like affirmations? Okay, I'll leave it at that. So, you know, I just dropped a couple of things that's coming from the Jay Witt brand. And then Noir Girl by Jay Witt. Y'all like lashes? Y'all like bundle deals? All right, I'll leave it at that.
Wait, bundles?
I said bundle deals.
Oh, okay.
Not bundles, honey.
I was like, she's really dropping the heat on Miss Michi 101.
Oh, no. Which is crazy because I don't know why I've never actually gotten into the hair industry.
I wear hair all the time. You know, people be thinking we bald head. I'm like, no, nah, we working class women and we have to get up at the crack of dawn. And I'm not going to be flat iron in no natural ass hair. Now, y'all can't give up perms. Which one do you want? Because I don't understand. But, that's exciting. I mean, the new line is out. You got gift boxes now.
Yes, I have so many things in the pipeline. I cannot wait to release it. Hopefully June 13th at the pop-up shop, you know.
Y'all already know. We've been dropping details.
We've been dropping deets. Yes, and I keep forgetting about this and I don't know why. So if you don't mind, my lifestyle blog is focused around my postpartum journey right now. So if you are a mom, expecting mom, or is expectant mom, you know what I'm talking about. My blog is going to cover my experience, my journey. It's funny because I only wanted to do the first 30 days, but then people were like, hey, keep going. Like, this is helping me. Or, you know, you're being transparent. I love it. So I am continuing that right now. I don't have a consistent flow because mom life, but I am dropping a blog. So you guys will see a lot more on the blog in terms of my postpartum journey, my motherhood journey, my business journey. So it's going to be a blog that kind of like encompasses. It's going to be a lifestyle blog. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. So everything about life, you know, will be in it. I'm also in transition with trying to decide if I want to keep the business separate from the lifestyle, but I'm like, my business is my lifestyle.
It is your lifestyle.
So, yeah, that's it.
I mean, you know, Whitney, I'm excited for you. It's been really, really awesome to watch your journey and to even, you know, in some aspects of it, really kind of be personally a part of it too. You know, I admire your brand. I admire the line. I mean, like I said, I got it on now. I mean, literally, I haven't, since connecting with Whitney and another one of my partners that I work with too, I have not bought anything outside of these two brands, and I wear them often. Like, you'll always see them tagged on there because you know, outside of everything, you know, seeing your business flourish, really being able to also have a business sister within that, where I'm like, hey, I'm going through this difficulty, or, you know what, I realize I'm paying a little bit more for this service. Can you give me insight? And to be able to have those people around you, you know, I think that it's really important, because it's like, I subscribe to her coaching services, but it's like, we're friends as well. So I can, mm-hmm. you know, we're able to connect on that level. So it's I'm honored and I'm so thankful. I mean, the show's been on for a while. I've been able to interview almost 40 people, and I'm like, Whitney is here. she should have been one of the first ones, but she was just like, she was on leave at that time. So I had to respect.
I was. So Michi is getting on me because she wanted me to be on the show. But I was like, when I say I took leave, that's because, number one, I sounded like my 600-pound life, okay?
Good night.
Well, I did. So I'm like, I am not at my best. You know, it wasn't that I was feeling bad. I had a great pregnancy, but I just wasn't at my best. And I'm like, you know,
you gotta feel it. You got to feel it.
Yeah, and I didn't really want to do anything with the business. I just want to focus on my health and the baby. And I was going to the doctor like 3 times a week, girl. You know, I can't do it.
It was too much. It was too much. But, I mean, you are back now. And, again, I'm so proud of you. So before I let you go, you know, if you got any last-minute things that you want to let my viewers know, now is the time. But if not, please let them know how they can find you and best support you.
So I just want to say, and I know Demetria probably going to be like, this is about you, but I just want to thank y'all for supporting her. I just want to thank y'all for supporting the Miss Michi brand, you know. Look at my AirPod or iPod. What's these things called? AirPods falling out.
Yeah, and those will be falling everywhere.
Girl, my ears are little too, so I'm surprised they even both stayed in. You saw me adjusting them. But I just want to thank y'all for supporting her, because this is her baby. This is her vision. This is her brand. And she goes hard for it faithfully. And I just want to thank her for always extending, you know, me, you know, out to her brand. Because she was like, you want to come on the show? You want to do this? You want to do that? And yes. I'm like, no. So she pushes me as I push her as well. So I just want to say thank you for that. And then if you guys are looking for me, I am at justwit.com. So that is www.justwit.com. You can subscribe to my blog over there. I made it convenient for you guys. I put everything in one place at www.justwit.com. You can follow me on the gram, as you see below. And I think that's about it. Y'all want to be in tune with your girl. That's all I can say. Follow, in tune with me, you got to be in tune with Miss Michi, because, you know, she gonna plug it
every day.
Wait, it was funny. Before we get out of here, it was funny because I think I was on maternity leave, and I was like, Michi, or I was like, I ain't really posting. I'm like, Michi, you ain't got to post.
I work my brands that I work with in the schedule. So I'm just like this. I'm like, boop, boop, boop. She told me, I was like, okay.
Okay. And then I was like, okay, we're going to scale back, you know. But I'm like, I wasn't even posting. And she was posting. I'm like, oh, let me post some. Michi done posted today.
I'm like, this, she gonna be back soon, coming soon, y'all.
She did. Like, when I say she kept the brand alive, she was like, she coming back, y'all. She on maternity leave, y'all. I'm like, dang, she going harder than me.
Look, we gotta do that. Look, we gotta help our sisters when they taking some time off, because baby, y'all still share some stuff. I was out in Vegas for my birthday. Y'all still sharing the Blueprint Live. I'm just like, praise them.
Yes, you gotta do it. So I appreciate that though, sis. Like, really.
You know, we got each other's back. And again, I'm proud of you and I'm proud of the brand. I call her Whitney. She is just wit to y'all though. Period.
Period.
I am just wit on Instagram, all of that. Okay. So you all make sure that y'all follow my friend, my business sister. Make sure that you support. Get your cosmetics. You see my lips is popping, baby.
Mine are too. I just got them a little clear, but hey, they still popping.
For those that just listen to the audio, my lips is popping, baby. That's all I got to say. But Whitney, again, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I want to thank everyone for tuning in for this week's Miss Michi one-on-one. It's been absolutely amazing. Make sure that you catch myself and Whitney and our girl Talina at Capri Bowie's pop-up shop. It's happening June 13th. So we'll be releasing details for that. You can follow me, Miss Michi, on all platforms at MZMETCHI. I know you see it. And make sure that you're following the Blueprint Media Company as well as all of our sponsors and our media partners. We love y'all, and I'm out. Bye.
Bye.